Head to Dillon Brothers and save thousands on new 2016 Harley-Davidson touring bikes while they last. 0.99% rates available with approved credit.
Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's ride.
Been just a fun show. Matt Schick was in studio for the first hour. We resurrected Theme Song Thursday. Resurrected the berries. I gave two non-sport related, sports related berries, and that was pretty much the berries. It was great. Brian Christopherson was flexible with us. He's going to join us in 10 minutes at 12:30. The newest member of Nebraska 24/7 sports team. We'll talk to him about that decision, that move, and a little Husker football. Then Joe Davis, Los Angeles Dodgers play-by-play voice, at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock. Future headlines as well in the 1 o'clock hour. So we still got a lot to tackle here for the final hour and a half of the show. Media days are, they're like a little over a week away, which is just insane. They're gonna get here, and fall camps are gonna open up, and you can just kind of like feel. Doesn't it kind of feel like football's around the corner? I don't know what it is. It's like maybe it's right when the All-Star game ends. It just you start to kind of get the sense and the vibe like, man, football's getting it's getting close. And the closer it gets, the more excited I get, and the more I start, you know, once a day right now, I've just kind of been pouring through my Athlon Preview magazine, reading some different things, looking at some different teams. Man, how many starters does Florida State have coming back on defense? Wow, dang. Like, you know, you just look up some different things, and you get excited about it. Fun to kind of set the stage mentally for the year. And what's fun about sports is that storylines make the season intriguing and exciting. Like for Nebraska individually, we've talked about this. Wouldn't you say the headline story is Tanner Lee? Like the headline story, like, is he the real deal? What does the offense finally look like with a quarterback that fits what Mike Riley and Danny Langsdorf want to do? That's the big hook for the year individually for Nebraska from a storyline perspective. What's the angle? What's the hook? That's it for Nebraska. And it's if I had to bounce around conference by conference, Power 5 conference, I'm not going to be like, you know, the big in the MAC this year, it's going to, no. But if I had to bounce around Power 5 conference by conference and give that main hook, that main storyline, I would probably do it like this. In the Big Ten, I think the big hook is the question of, is Penn State back? Was last year just a flash in the pan? Lightning in a bottle? Like, did they just get lucky and win on a blocked punt over Ohio State and had a roaring cup? Remember, they had to have that huge comeback over Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game. Anybody that watched Penn State's game at Indiana, Indiana turned the ball over much. I felt like Indiana was the better team that day. Were they a bunch of fortunate breaks away, or does James Franklin really have that Penn State program back? I honestly would have leaned towards, man, Penn State was just a flash in the pan. I would have leaned towards that if it weren't for the bowl game. I think that bowl game did a ton for kind of the perception of Penn State. And that's kind of amazing to say that Penn State won the Big Ten and there still were a lot of people like, eh. I mean, they didn't make the playoff, which I thought was a joke. You know, I mean, you think about that USC game again with Penn State and that Rose Bowl. I mean, remember, USC was like the hot team. They had won 8 in a row. And Penn State went toe-to-toe, looked really good. So I would say that's the question in the Big Ten. Is Penn State back? In the ACC, you know, you could look at Miami. What does Mark Richt do with Miami in year two? Feel like they got a chance to make some noise. What does Florida State look like? But for me, I think the interesting question in the ACC is, can Clemson reload again? Like, basically, is to make it broad, like, is Clemson officially a powerhouse program here to stay? Or we've seen a lot of programs have a good, like, 3-4 year run. And to me, that all starts with whether or not Clemson can just reload at that quarterback spot. They reloaded with Taj Boyd to Deshaun Watson. Can you just plug in and go? Going to be interesting to see, because looking up some numbers last year, Clemson's offense That they averaged 39 points per game and 503 yards per game. That thing was humming under Deshaun Watson, who I think should have been the Heisman Trophy winner. Can Clemson just reload, plug and play at quarterback, and replace Watson and keep it rolling? Like, are they officially at that point as a program? You know you've arrived where it's like Bama could, there could be a mass exodus of Bama's too deep. And you'd be like, they're fine. It's Bama, right? Like, same thing with Ohio State. Ohio State could lose everybody, be starting a bunch of freshmen, sophomores, like, edge, and they're ready to go. They'll be fine. Is Clemson officially there? In the Big 12, I think the big question would be, can Tom Herman provide that instant answer, that instant pop for Texas, akin to what Jim McElwain did at Florida in year one, akin to what Jim Harbaugh did in year one with Michigan, where you had a blue blood top tier program that had fallen on hard times. Here comes the coach that has been branded as the savior, which at least for sure Jim Harbaugh was, and instantly they were noticeably better. Like, I remember that first game, I think it was on a Thursday, it was on Fox, Michigan played Utah, at Utah, game one under Harbaugh. Like, you watch that game and it was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is the same team I watched a year ago be a joke with Brady Hoke. Is that what it's going to be like for Texas? Or is this going to be a 2 to 3 year process? Or will Tom Herman kind of ride in on the white horse, put on a headset, and start wrecking shop right away? Because, you know, people made it seem like, boy, Charlie Strong had a major rebuilding job on his hands, which I never totally bought into. I've always kind of felt like at the big places, Florida, USC, Ohio State, Michigan, if you get the right guy, Urban, Saban, Harbaugh, you see an instant jolt right away. Is Herman that guy at Texas? I've been giving the stat a bunch the past couple days. 37 of Texas's 44 two-deep roster is back. So the timing could be perfect for Herman to have Texas back. We'll see. I would say in the Pac-12, the big question is, like, is USC finally going to be USC all year? Like, is USC officially back? Because it feels like every single summer, it feels like we've done this literally every single summer for the past decade. USC, top five team, USC, top 10 team, USC, USC. And then every year they've kind of seemingly fallen apart. But USC last year had their best season they've had since the Pete Carroll era. They won 10 games. They finished the season strong as hell. They got Darnold back at quarterback, Heisman Trophy frontrunner. The roster's loaded. Feels like Clay Helton's the man. Can USC finally live up to that hype? They finished winning 9 in a row. The last game they lost last year was on September 23rd. Once they made the switch to Darnold and settled in, they were really good. Can they sustain it? Can it carry over? Going to be fascinating. And then in the SEC, I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I'm the most interesting thing about the SEC this year is all the coaching question marks across the league in both the hot seat and guys having a lot to prove. Kevin Sumlin, hot seat. I think Brett Bielema in Arkansas is on the hot seat. He's a game under 500, 4 years in. Hugh Freeze, all the different NCAA sanctions and allegations around him. If he has a bad year, what are people thinking in with Ole Miss? Butch Jones at Tennessee, seemingly always on the hot seat. Is Ed Orgeron the answer at LSU? Will Muschamp, is the guy a good head coach? He failed at Florida. Now he's at South Carolina in year two. Kirby Smart at Georgia. Do they take the next step? I think the coaching situations in the SEC are interesting to me. So if I had to bounce around all the Power 5 conferences, give my top storyline, top hook, that's what it would be for me. 402-951-1620. So again, half hour away from Joe Davis, Los Angeles Dodgers play-by-play voice. But coming up next, Brian Christopherson. He is making a change, heading to Nebraska 24/7 Sports. We'll talk about that decision, and we'll talk a little Husker football with BC. We come back.